Okay, today is Daf Chav Beis. We'll finish the first parak today, Mir Shashem. We'll continue on to the second parak. We are on Chav Alaf Amud Beis, I believe three lines in the bottom. Should have finished this yesterday, but okay. Tanya, we have a Braisa. Rav Shimon ben, again, we're talking about renting out your merchatz to a guy. You can't do that because on Shabbos he's going to use it, and it's going to look like the guy is picking up on Shabbos. The difference with the Sadeh, because the Sadeh people say he's an Aris. But when it comes to a merchatz, people don't work on a resource, on a sharecropping type of relationship. They only actually rent. Again, sharecropping is where you work and you're going to get a portion of the proceeds that comes out. So the more you work, the more you benefit. Therefore, from doing a resource, if the guy's working as an artist, he's benefiting himself. Right. That's why it'd be mutter. So Tanya, we have a brisa. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon Elazar says, Lo yaskir adam sadeyu lekusi b'pnei shenikras al shemo. A person should not rent his field out to a Kusi. Again, the Kusi were those Sumerians, I guess, who converted because of the lions that were attacking them. And they converted. There was a machlokas of Tanoim, I think, as to whether or not they are legitimately considered Gerim. They're legitimate converts. Here it seems to be going according to the Shita that says that they are. So the problem here is don't rent them out fields, because when you rent the field, people will say that the field belongs to Yosla, it's Yosla's field, and this Kusi is going to do Malach on Chol HaMoed, and it looks like you hired him to do Malach for you on Chol HaMoed, and Malach on Chol HaMoed, as we said yesterday, is Aser, whether it's Dissur or Dereish, Dissur Rabbanon, is a Machlokes. Aval Ove Kochavim, and we'll see, it seems that this is going to be a Raya one way, Aval Ove Kochavim Mai, but when it comes to Ove Kochavim, I can rent him the field, to rent him a field? The Gemara says, yeah, Shari, that's Mutter. Why? Like we said yesterday, the Amri, Arisa, Arisu say of it. People will say that he's an Aris, he's a sharecropper, and he's working for his own benefit. He's not working for you, he's not your shliach, he's working for himself. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that people will say that the guy is an Aris, the guy is a sharecropper, Kusinami Amri Arisa, Arisu say of it. By the Kusi also, by the Samaritan, they'll also say, why don't they say there? Why don't they say, why, you worry he's not working Kol HaMoed? Don't say he's working Kol HaMoed for you. He's working Kol HaMoed because he's a sharecropper. He's working for himself. So the Gemara answers, okay, Arisusa l'Rav Shimon and Elazar lesle. No. Rav Shimon and Elazar doesn't hold this idea of Arisus. That's not the reason why it's Asa for a Kusi and Mutter for a guy. He says the reason is, Rav Shimon doesn't hold that, he doesn't hold that the reason why you're allowed to rent the field to the guy is because you're going to say that he's an Aris. Because he doesn't believe that that is a reason for to permit. I'm not sure why. Rashi says, "The Haidin Nakat Kusi, the Mashma Ha'Avukachav Mshari, Lab Taima." The reason why the guy is mutter is not because Arisu say, "Elam Yishum Darmina and Lay Lo Sasa B'Malacha B'Shavas B'Tzayis." Jumps the gun on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "I will Avukachav in my Taima mutter. Why is it mutter to rent the field to the non-Jew? Darmina and Lay B'Tzayis. I can tell the guy, listen, I'm renting you the field. Just don't work on Shabbos. You tell your contractor, don't work on Shabbos. So, and they'll listen. Right? Sometimes, you tell them to sit down because there's turbulence. The non-Jews listen. That's how it happens.
What? That's how it works.
Yeah. Right? That's how it works. But when, so he's going to listen. But why isn't, I didn't think about that. Why is it not that the Arisa is a good reason for this Rosh Shimon Elazar? Maybe, I guess, because I think someone mentioned it yesterday, maybe it's because even by a resource, even though he's benefiting himself, he's also benefiting the Baal HaBos. Because it's a sharecropping relationship whereby if he produces more, he gets more, but the Baal HaBos also gets more. So maybe he holds it so long. Right, well, he's not even really a partner. He's not a partner. But so long as the Baal HaBos is getting benefit, he's very machmir, I guess. So long as the Baal HaBos is getting benefit, we'll say it's Aser.
Not an automatic assumption that fields are leased out.
I don't think that's what he says, though. It could be. Or maybe you're saying that's maybe. Okay, so you're saying, okay, that's a good answer also. That the reason why he holds it, that's not such a stop. That's not something people always say. Will say it's correct. Not. It's not.
I don't know for fact.
Right. People don't always. People won't necessarily say that an resource is a resource. The relationship is an resource relationship. Okay, that could be too. Okay. So Ella, we could cover my time. So then, why is it permitted? Why is it permitted to rent the field to the guy? The Amrina Levitzayis. The Yisrael can tell him that don't work on Shabbos. And the Ovid Klavim is going to listen to him and he won't work on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Kusi nami amri le b'tzayis. So why would Kusi also? It should be mutter to rent it to the Kusi. And the Jew will just tell him, don't work on Chol HaMoed. And he'll listen, right? No, Kusi lo tzayis. Kusi is not going to listen because the Kusi is a Jew. And the Amar, and he'll say, Ana gemiri tvei minach. I know better. He says, I know more than you. And if I know more than you, and I know I'm bucking halacha, and I'm going to tell you that the malacha on Chol HaMoed is mutter. Why? Because the Kusi doesn't hold the Drashas Chazal. And right in Chol HaMoed, whether you hold that the Isra malacha on Chol HaMoed is midoraisa, midorabanan, even if it's midoraisa, it's not favorish in the pasuk. You still have a Drashas Chazal to pull it out. So the Gemara then says, okay, that's fine and dandy. But look at what the Braisa said. The Braisa said, Lo yaskir adam tadeh l'kusi v'lish shenikras al shemo. Which makes it sound like the issue is not because that the issue is not here. It seems like the problem with the Kusi now is that if you get rented to the Kusi, you're going to violate the Iver because you're going to let him do. He's going to end up working in Chol HaMoed. But the mission is to Bryce says because Nikris al Shemo, which seems to be more of a Mavar Zion issue. So the Gemara says, Ihachi my ira mipne Nikris al Shemo tepukli mishum lifne ivne lotei mitzol. The mitzol. The problem is that you're putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. That's what it means literally. But you're aiding and abetting somebody's aveiro. What aveiro is that? The kusi du malach on Shabbos. Right? Rashi says tepukli de belo chashad nami ika mishum lifne iver. It's the first short line. Also the problem lifne iver. The kusi geru, right? So as we just said before, this price has gone that the kusi is a legitimate ger. Umitzuva al mitzvos, he's commanded to follow the mitzvos ki Yisrael, like a Jew. Velo domi lo obikachavim osim melachah b'shabbos. It's not like a guy doing melachah on Shabbos. She obikachavim lo husura aleha. The obikachavim are not warned to do that they can't do melachah, but the kusi is. So if you're going to rent him the field, you're going to be violating lifnei iver because you're going to be aiding and abetting him do melachah on Shabbos. So, but that's not what the price says. So the Gemara says Chada v'od Kamar. The Braisa says one, and there's another. Chada mishum lifnei iver v'od mipnei nikris al shmo. There's a problem with lifnei iver. There's a problem with putting the stumbling block in front of the kusi. And not only that, the Braisa says there's also a problem with nikris al shmo. And when he does the malacha, people think he's a beer shliach. Again, the ikar chasam is safer. So why does the Braisa just use the case? Why does the Braisa go on to the mipnei nikris al shmo, which is the rabbanon problem, as opposed to lifnei iver, which is a deraisa problem? I don't know. Tosfos says, this is important Tosfos. Tosfos says, second Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 lines in, Umikan Yesh Lahavi Raya. From this story, we can bring a proof, Lamasha Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam has said elsewhere, Deshayach Lemeimar Lifnei Iver, Af the Mide Delespe Isura El Derabanan. That Lifnei Iver even applies if you're helping somebody violate a din d'rabbanan, not just a din d'oraisa, right? Why? Because the hamalacha, the chol hamoed, ain't asura el midrabbanan. Tosfos says straight out, Tosfos here holds, as opposed to Tosfos chagiga, but Tosfos, I think it's chagiga yoches, Tosfos here holds that malacha on a chol hamoed is only a din, only. Malacha chol hamoed is a din, the isra malacha is a din d'rabbanan, and you still have a problem with lifnei iver here. So there's a lifnei iver even on a din d'rabbanan. That's what he holds. Fine. So the Gemara then, but then the Gemara asks, Aval Rabbeinu Chanan Hikshel Leperish Rabbeinu Tam. Right. See there, Rabbeinu Chanan Hikshel Leperish Rabbeinu Tam. She perish to Malach Cholamod in Asur Mir Torah. He asks the Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that Malach the right Malach Cholamod is only midin d'rabbanan. The Amar Reperik Misha Hafach in Moi Katan. Pasach ba'avel v'sima chol hamoed. Right over there, it says that you can't do malacha, and it's talking about malacha d'oraisa, and it's talking about chol hamoed. So Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam says that no, the pasuk over there is only an asmachta. But you see here, you have already here this gemara, a small gemara of Nazara, which touches on the big sugya as to whether or not malacha on chol hamoed is issa d'oraisa or issa d'rabban. Okay, next case, Hanhu Morikai. So I think Morikai Rashi says. Ahu Morikai Zore Ginos Karkon, and it's some sort of gardeners. Yeah. Okay. Saffron. Karkon is saffron. I don't know what saffron means. I just remember the translation.
Spice.
Okay. I've never had saffron on my chicken. I don't know what it is. So,
it's the
I may have. Just don't know.
It's a spice that comes from the tulip or a type of tulip. It's very expensive.
Uh huh.
colors the food yellow and it gives it a...
Oh, so maybe I have it on okay. I'm sure they sell it in a gourmet lot. Okay. So Hanu Mori Koi, they do?
Sure they do.
Okay, the Ovi Kokovim. So you had these spices, these gardeners, I guess. So it was a Jew and a non-Jew who got the field. It seems to be that they got the field as an resource, right? Each one would work, and they would get the benefit of that day. So the Ovi Kokovim Naki Peshabsa, the guy would work on Shabbos, and he would get all the payros for all the fruit, the benefit that came about for the work done on Shabbos. The Yisrael B'chad Peshabsa, and the Jew, they were offset. You get Saturday, I get Sunday, and that they would offset. So Asul Kami de Rava, they came before Rava to ask whether or not it was mutter to do this, and Sharlu, and he said it was permitted. So what's the problem here? Rashi says Naki Peshabda. Morikai, and it says Nakut Bishapsa, Lachrosh, Lizro, Lixor, to plow, to plant, to reap, Shekiblu Sada Ba'arisu Sami Balabayas, Ume Shekiblua, and when they accepted it, Hutla Al Shneim Lasuk Babiyachat. Originally they accepted it to do the work together. So the Gemara says, Rava said this was Mutter. So Esi Ravina La Rava, so Ravina asked Rava, wait a second, how is that Mutter? Yisrava Obikachavim, Shekiblu Sada Bishutvas, a Jew and a non Jew who became partners in a field. Right? They cannot. Yomar Yisrael Ovi Chachavim. The Jew cannot say to the guy, Tol Chachachav Shabbos, Vani Bechol. You work on Shabbos, I'll work during the week. Well, you can't say that. Why? Because you're trading off one for the other. So it looks like the guy is your Shliach on Shabbos. They can't do that.
What's the name of the place? Who owns it?
They're partners.
That's the difference between that and the Orisus.
No, they're Orisus heroes as well. They're partners.
They're together.
It doesn't make a difference whether they're partners or not.
It does not.
It doesn't make a difference if they're a Arisim or not. They're partners in the work. Right? Rashi says, Lo Yomer Yisrael, the Jew can't say, Tol Atah Chelkecha B'Shabbos, Lefisha Nasa Shlucho Al Chatzi Hayom, Amut Olav. Because what you end up doing now is half the day, half of each day belongs to each of them. And if he's doing the work on the entire Shabbos, he's my Shliach. Right. He can't do that on Shabbos, right? It's my Segoy. So the Gemara that says, and maybe this is what you're alluding to, Matthew, because we did it yesterday in Mishnah Berurah, v'imhisnu mitchilo mutter, but if they made this sign from the outset, then it's mutter. Why? Rashi says, imhitnu mitchilo kodem shehutlalav. This is in the contract, before they signed the contract, it's in there, mutter, why? D'halokiba le'yisrael avodu d'shabas v'eino v'kachav m'shulucho. In that case, when they sign on this in advance, the Jew never accepts upon himself to do work on Shabbos. So the guy is not his shliach for the Shabbos. Well, how about Marisai? So it's away from the field. It's away from the city.
There's a kosher baker in Ottawa, which is open on Shabbos.
Right.
And I've spoken to the head of the Baghdad, He said, because it's run by a non-Jew on Shabbos.
Well, it has to be owned by the non-Jew on Shabbos.
The business is run by a non-Jew on Shabbos. It was exactly the same.
They worked it out.
He said, if it was in the five towns or somewhere like that, they wouldn't get
a heksha.
But in a small community like Ottawa, it's more important
to
have someone...
Well, Dunkin' Donuts is different. So first of all, Dunkin' Donuts is grandfathered in from a previous... It's also was grandfathered in. They won't give the hefsher now, I think, if it started. But, okay, digressing. But I believe, just similar story, I remember hearing that there was a store somewhere in Boston or in Cambridge that had the problem also because... Whatever the reason was on a college campus, they couldn't close on Pesach or something like that. So the Jewish owner sold the store to, it's something different than we're doing now, sold the store, not the college, to the workers. And the workers got all the proceeds, that was their bonus. Anything that the store made over Pesach, the profits, the proceeds went to the workers or something like that. You have to figure out, you have to speak to a rabbi and figure out how to work it out. Okay. V'imhisnu mitchilo mutar. What the Gemara says, and the Gemara then says, "V'im ba'u l'cheshbon aser." But if they come to a calculation, it's a cheshbon. It's an aser. What does that mean? "Im ba'u l'cheshbon." Lava hanu mitchil l'kai rasha. This is a separate case. Elamil sam ape nafshei. This is a separate case. Klomer im kiblu stam. They never made the deal. And v'asu stam. They never said anything, right? And the Jew just never showed up on Shabbos, and the guy worked on Shabbos, right? V'ayel obikachav m'shabbos v'yisrael b'chol v'lo tzivu b'yisrael. It wasn't at the command of Israel. Now they want to ante up at the end. right? Lomar kama yimei Shabbos natal ta'atah, v'ani yetol kenegel yimei chol. Well, let's see. So you worked on Shabbos, so you take those profits for that day, and I'll take offset that from another day. That is also usher. So the question though is though, so how did Rava allow these morikoi, these saffron growers, to make that split? Right. If we just see the price, then you can't do that. Rava, thank you. Rava, so you can't do that. So Rava was embarrassed. The Sof, Igli Milsa, in the end, it was revealed to Histame Karahavu, that Rava was right, because it was revealed that they made this tnai in advance. They made, and therefore it was mutter. Like this idea of Ichsif, or Sof, Igli Milsa, we've seen a few times when it comes to Rava, that Rava has this siyata d'shmaya, that he'll paskin. He got embarrassed. It turns out he was right, because the facts ended up supporting him.
Case,
because if I make that deal, then you're my shliach on Shabbos.
He's getting the profits for that day.
And he's getting the profits that day, and I'm offsetting that profits. I'm getting the profits for another day. Right, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, actually. I think it's the second siman in Hilchos Shabbos. Right, the first siman is like be very careful. What? Reish from Gimel. Yeah, the first siman is be careful with Erev Shabbos, which is very be careful with Kavod Shabbos, and he says. Right, first one is, Reish Mem Gimel is Lo Yaskir Adam Merchah Shelo Le'inu Yehudi. You can't rent out your bathhouse to a non-Jew in Nation Nikra Shmo. That's the first one. And then, where's the field? Here, that's Reish Mem Dali. It's Posek Adam, you can make a Tanai, the Chathila, Im Ha'inu Yehudi Ahol Malacha, on the work, the Kotzik Zdamim, and you set up the money, then he can do it on Shabbos. But Medvar Murim, somebody mentioned here in Maris, I am a Medvar Murim, that's Betzina. It's only Betzina you can do this. Because then it's Asr, because then you have a Maris Ayin, that was mentioned before. So that's, so it's a lot of halach. If I make the arrangement beforehand, then he's not my shliach anymore. We're not partners in that day. If we just stam do it, then we're partners in each and every day, and you're doing the work for me. And then that becomes awesome. So Rav Gviya Mibekotli Amar. So that's his name. Rav Gviya Mibekotli Mibektil. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Rav Gviya said, no. This was the Maisa. Hanu Shesile do Orlahava. We're talking about, I guess, gardeners of a field. That was Orla. Again, plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael, right? But anywhere, actually. Anywhere. First three years, you can't eat it. It's Orla. Fourth year's net Ravai. You bring the fruit produce to Yerushalayim. After that, becomes Mutter. So, Hani Shesile de Orla Hava. These were gardeners of Orla, right? Rashi says, Yishrov va'ove kachavim kiblu sada b'shutvus. They accepted a field. They got a field as the partners. What's the Aleph? Linota, to plant. V'yitlu hachetzi ben shneim. They'll split it 50-50. Vinisasik ov kachavin called Sarko Shne Orla, the Achlan, and so the guy got the first 3 years, and he ate everything the first 3 years. The Yisrael Kivil Gimel Shanim Acheros Kinegdan the Achlan, and he got years 4, 5, and 6. So, right, that's what it says, Ovikom Achl Shne the Orla, the Yisrael Shne the Hetera, and the Yisrael got it the 3 years afterwards. So, Aslu Kame de Rava, they came before Rava as to whether or not this was permitted. I don't know, it came in year 6 or year 1, I'm not sure. Sharluhu, and he mattered it. Rashi says, Sharluhu, the Hector Gomahave. This is completely permissible. The Apple Gav de Kiblu Yacha Lichatchila, the Omer Lo Yisrael, Haya Atau Vegim Bushanim Vahalal, and Nigim Achirim. Here, even though they did it and they made this split, Ain Khan Isra Shlichus. There's no problem with Shlichus here. The Hayisrael Nami Sharlovta. Because the Jews permitted to work the field on the first 3 years. It's no problem. He can tell he's working the field for the first 3 years as my shliach, but I can do it also. Shabbos, he can't be my shliach because I can't do it. But here I can work the field. The imishum achila, and if the problem is because the guy is eating the first 3 years, so Yisrael ochel kenegdom v'nimtza nena mipares ola shomachram, says ein zeh nehena. This is not considered a benefit. Shekein hamishbat shana shezeh oved hu ochel. Because the rule is, whoever works the field that year, he gets to eat. So if I'm working in the field and you're 4, 5, and 6, it's not that I'm getting the benefit of year 1, 2, and 3. It's rightfully not mine in year 4, 5, and 6 because I work the field. We made the deal. Working the field is not an issur. It's a little bit circuitous, but it's different than Shabbos.
It's also
to eat the field, eat it. But Malacha is mutter. You're allowed to work the field for a while. Rebbe, he's saying, and maybe even if it's Isra Hana, Rashi says there's no Hana here. You're not benefiting from it because this is This is the way it works. Whoever works the works it gets the benefit. So I'm not saying, oh, you're getting the benefit now, and in lieu of me getting the benefit that year, I'll get the benefit in year five. No, you're working the field, you get the benefit. I work the field, I get the benefit. It's rightfully mine. It's not a trade-off. Okay, so the Gemara then says, wait a second, but then, v'ha osfe Ravina l'Rava. But Ravina asked Rava Akasha. What's going on here? Here it's not Akasha, because Ravina asked on Rava
by working the field,
and if the case is like Ravia Mibekatil, that Rava was matir by Orla, that the question doesn't make any sense, because there's no shlichus here. What was the question that Ravina asked to Rava? Because he didn't ask a question. There it's Lisiyu Siyaye. That becomes, then what Ravina did was he supported him. I'm going to support you. You're correct. Shabbos is different because Shabbos there's shlichus. Here there's no shlichus. I have a ha'ichsif, so then why did Rava get embarrassed? He says, no, lohei dvar mirolam. That never happened. It never happened. He never got embarrassed. He was right. It was just, you got the story wrong. Okay. Iboy luhu. So they asked, stomamai. What if they say, do stam? We just said it back on the Shabbos issue. We said if you make the Tanai before you start the partnership, it's mutter. If you make it during the partnership, it's usr. What if you don't do anything? What if you just stama? Stama mai. Was this tashma? Let's try to make a proof from the Brisa. The Brisa says, im hisnu mitchila mutter. If they make the Tanai originally, it becomes mutter. Ha, what's the diuk? Stama usr. The diuk is that if you do it stam, it's usr. Oh, wait a second. Im a seifa. Look at the seifa. Im ba'u lecheshbon usr. If they come to calculate it afterwards, it's usr. Mashma hastama mutter. If they did it stam, without the calculation, becomes mutter. El mehal lekele mashma. From this bryce, so you can't bring support one way or another. Okay. Hajjan alach lefnei yadayin. Hajjan alach lefnei yadayin. Hajjan alach lefnei yadayin. Next parak. Okay. So, Gemara is going to have certain assumptions about goyim that I don't necessarily know if they are true or not bisman hazeh. So I have nothing to add. Ein ma'amidin behema bepunda ka'os shel ovei chachavim. We cannot leave our behemos, our animals outside by the inns that the people on the way of that are owned by the non-Jews, by the Ovei Chachavim, because they are suspected of bestiality, that they're going to have relations with the animals. And leaving it there, if I leave it there, I'm violating Lifnei Iver, right? Because we say Lifnei Iver even for Ben Noach. V'lo tisyached isha imahin. A Jewish woman should not seclude herself with the Ovei Chachavim, even in a way that it would be mutter to her seclude herself with the Jew. Because we're choshesh that they have to take advantage of the women. And a man shouldn't have yichud, should seclude himself with them. Because they are suspect for murder. They're suspected for murder. Tosos asks, what? Yeah. Tosos asks, I think this is the fourth time Tosos asks, the Mishnah says, we're not allowed to leave the animals at the inns. Why? How do we do it? We do that. I guess Tosos, society in the Middle Age, Christian Europe, they would leave it. He says, v'yesh li ten tam, alma anu somchim, liyachva behem tenu imahim, v'af anu mosrim behem tenu liroah shalahen. And we even give it to over to their shepherds, right? He says, what's going on? How do we do it? Again, this is the point. I'm not going to go through the whole Tosos, but Tosos is constantly battling this issue. So the Gemara says one thing, and what the people are doing is completely the opposite.
Maybe they have no choice.
So, yes, but when does no choice become mutter? Right? When do you say that? You have to need a source or something like that. It's not so simple. That's not so simple. So the Gemara, Tosos, where's Tosos' answer?
Michael, there is a difference. If the Gemara gives you a reason for it, if the reason changes, you can change.
Maybe, but maybe.
If the Gemara does not give you a reason.
Why? So, but you're allowed to take Tylenol on Shabbos now. Shicha simanim. Some people say no, you can't. Just because no one's going to grind up and make medicine with manas, huh? You have to figure it out. Like it's for poskim.
That's takana.
So who says that this isn't? Like it just
doesn't say why they did it or not.
It's zero.
What? It's not a gzera. It's a violation of Lifnei Iver, which is an Issur D'oraisa. It's not a gzera.
Yeah, but there's no...
Lifnei Iver is not a gzera. Lifnei Iver is an Issur D'oraisa.
I have a different question. Based on this mission, why do you even have a question on the Kusim? If it's Lifnei Iver over here, it's Kal V'Chomer on the Kusim. He's of the Avodah Zarah.
where lifting even by the kusim of there was lifting even on the violation of a possible violation of a din derabanan. This is
right.
But no, the goyim of shiv mitzvahs bein off. They can't bestiality. They can't do that. It's a rias.
Still going to fet of a suspicion of it.
Well, no, the suspicion means that they want to do it. So that's why you have to be careful. Otherwise, it's not lifting either. Okay. At this point, you have the Tosos again. He constantly has to battle, right? He said, Tosos says, Samachinana what Rapidasa's Gemara, that there's another Bryce over there that doesn't have a Chashash review. Tosos has to come up with answers as to why. I think this is the fourth or the fifth Tosos we've seen dealing with this issue. Okay.
Lazy with cars.
What?
Lazy with cars and animals.
Urimini? Right, Urimini, and we asked the Kasha on the Mishnah based on what we see in the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Lochin mehen behema lekarban. We can buy from the Goyim, the Ovikachavim, a behema, and use it as a karban. The Ein Choshishin, and we're not Choshish, that the behema that they sold to us, Lo Mishum Ruveya, that it had relations with somebody else, it was the active party, Lo Mishum Nirba, that it was the passive party, and we're not choshesh that it was set aside for avodah zara. And we're not choshesh that it was worshipped for avodah zara. So wait a second. Are we choshesh that there was bestiality, or we're not choshesh bestiality? Our Mishnah says that if they're choshesh bestiality, how in the world can we buy the animal from them to use as a karban? That's a psul. That's a psul in the karban, right? Rashi says, top Rashi, roveya v'nirbo v'muksa v'nevat pasul a karban. The tanya b'vavakama min habehema v'lo kol habehema. It says min habehema, not all animals. Lahotzi es haroveya v'nirva. Comes out to include any animal that's involved in bestiality. Right, min habakar, wait, min, it says from the bakar, not all the bakar. Lahotzi es haneved, min hatzom lahotzi es hamuksa. So what's going on? So Bishlamadimar says, muksa v'neved, it's fine. I understand I'm not choshes with muksa v'neved. He would never sell something that's muksa v'neved. If the goy set aside, actually I keep saying goy, if the Ovi Kachavim sets aside an animal to either to worship or has been worshipped, he's not selling that because that's something that he needs. Right? He says, Bishlamad muksa v'neved, because im isa the akse, if it was the case that it was set aside, im isa the palche, if the case was that it was worshipped, right, palche was worshipped, lo hav mizabinle, he wouldn't sell it. But we should be choshes for bestiality. We should be choshes that something was done with these animals. So Amar Rav Tachlifa, Amar Rav Shila Bar Avina Mishmei Derav, Ovei Kochavim Chas Al Behemtosh Lo Te'aker. The chshash is, and this might be where you go, and that's why I interrupted you, the chshash is that they're going to be rovei, they're going to be bestiality with your animals. They're not going to have bestialities with their own animals, because bestiality, the assumption is that if you sleep with the animal, it's going to make the animal impotent and won't be able to give birth, right? Shalot Yaakov Rashi says Nasis Akara, it's a female one, so you have to ask now about the male. Now, it won't be able to give birth. Hilkach Lo Rava Aval Alidan Lo Chayes Kishamet Bepudniki. But if my animal is sitting by the inn, he doesn't care whether she can give birth or not afterwards. So then you have to chashash. But for their own animals, they're not going to do it because then they're going to make it. They won't make it that it can't give birth. So Amar Rav
Tach. The ones that they're selling is not.
The ones that they sell are theirs. So they want to sell. They want to make. They want to. They want
selling it. Maybe they don't care.
But in the meantime, it's theirs. They're selling it now, but they want to keep it. So Demara then says, okay. So hat teinach nekevos. That's good to answer why I can buy the female animals as offerings from the goyim, but sechari ma'ikle meimar. But they can have homosexual bestiality with the animal. That doesn't create the problem because that doesn't ruin her womb because she doesn't have a womb because it's a male. So Amar of Kahan, Rav Kahan says no. Hoel umach kishim ba'basar. It also weakens the meat somehow. So therefore he won't do it. Therefore it's mutter to buy the male. I guess that should answer both questions. That should answer male and female. Right, I get these gemaras all the time, right? Okay, so right, Rashi says Zechari Michael Meimer Nechosh Dilma Rava Ovichavim Dal Leki Ikur. He says V'Zachar Nami Mitzvah Benirva. The Zachar also is possible if it is slept with. Daha Kra Denirva. Okay, well Oleksiv. Oh, how do we know that a Zachar? Rashi says, how do you know that even a male animal that is slept with is possible for Karban? Because the Psul is written by the Karban Ola. And the Korban Ola is a male offspring, is a male animal. So that's how you know. Okay, so now we got it now. The difference is that they're suspect to sleep, have relations with our animals, not with theirs, because with theirs they're concerned that they'll do something damage to their animals. So Ella, so then we have to ask the following question. Ella ha, the Tanya, we have the following brisa. Lochin behema me roesh shalehen. We are permitted to buy the animals from their shepherds. And we're not choshesh that there's anything done wrong with them, and therefore we can bring them as a korban. But why? Lichosh dilma ravile. Maybe he had relations with them. It's not his animals. He doesn't care. The whole reason why is that the owner won't sleep with the animal, because he's going to do damage to the animal. But who says the roe is not the owner? So Gemara says, no, roe shlehen misyareh, mishum hefset tzchar. The roe is also concerned. He has a livelihood to make. If he's known now as a guy who does these to the animals, and he's going to weaken the animals, no one's going to give him business to be the shepherd. Because he's coming back with a damaged animal. So the Gemara says, okay, so Gemara answers, Ella hadatanya, we have another brisa that says, ein mosrin behema leroe shlehen. We cannot give over a Jewish person can't give over their animal, our animal, to the roeh, because you're going to violate the evil otim nuchshol, because the roeh is nechshad to have relations with the animal. You just said the roeh is not nechshad to have relations with the animal. No difference. It says lema, the Gemara says answers, the Gemara says, wait, lema, why don't you say roeh shalahen misyarim mishum hefset schoro? Why would wife should be concerned about giving our animal to the roeh? He's going to be concerned that if he does have relations with my animal, he'll never get business again. But Gemara says, no. Inu di yade bahadade in mirtati, ananda lo yadana behulo mirtati. Them, the roeh, who knows all the goyim in his neighborhood, for them he's afraid of, and he's not going to do it. But for us, we live in the separate shtetl, you know, down the road, and we don't mix with them at the time. So then he's not afraid of us. Seems to be. Rashi says, "Inu de yodi b'hadade chad v'chavre the orche lemirva mirtas." And the roe is afraid from them, but from us he's not. So therefore, it's best to, if you're going to buy you can buy the animal for a korban from an ovei kachavim shepherd, so long as the ovei kachavim shepherd is shepherding ovei kachavim animals, because that he's not going to have have relations with. But from Jewish animals, animals owned by a Jew, he will have relations. He might. So Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, this is what the people say. Hani da Amri Inchi, this is what people say. Machteva gilala baza, ragla b'chavre yada. So machteva gilala baza seems to be some sort of like iron cuts marble, meaning that the marble is very hard, is afraid of the iron because he recognizes it. But ragla b'chavre yada, and also like a peddler recognizes his friend.
Slander.
Oh, Rachel is a slander. Okay, ragla b'chavre yada. So ragla is a Rachel as a slanderer. Wait, these are the people know. People talk.
It takes one to know.
Right, it takes one to know one. Okay.
Shinobi, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, 100%. You got to know what you're talking about.
What?
Right, so he recognizes that it's harder for him. So he recognizes. So he knows the guy is afraid of his. The guy is afraid of his people. Okay. So Gemara says, "Ihachi, if this is the case, right? Meaning, going back, if ihachi that the problem is that you want he won't. You can buy the karbanos because the guy won't have relations with these animals because he's afraid to weaken them. Ihachi, zecharim me nekevos." Lo nizbon the chashidon dilma marbra le ivilua, right? Kevon de migre be marta. I guess maybe he's saying here, if that's the case, then I shouldn't be able to buy male korbanos from female owners. I can't show you why males from female owners, because maybe she let the animal come onto her, she let the animal come onto her, and that. And that will not weaken the animal. We said what weakens the animal if the act is done to the animal. So that's so you can buy it from a male seller of animals. But a female seller of animals, if she's choshesh for bestiality, the chash is that she's passive and the male is coming onto her. If the male comes onto her, that's not going to weaken her. If it's not going to weaken her, we're not going to weaken the animal, so we won't know. So she won't.
I think
it
happens.
nothing will happen, so she'll do it. So she'll do it, so we should be choshes for that. So Gemara says, no, she won't do it. Kevan de migare ba mirtasa. It's like you feed the cat follows you. If you have sexual relations with the animal follows you. So the animal's going to keep following you, and people are going to realize, oh, look at that animal, it's following that woman. That sheep or that ox had relations with that woman. And this whole thing isn't.
There's a lot of people who have dogs. I mean, you walk a dog, nobody thinks that you slept with it the night before.
That's why I said when it started, the Gemara makes certain assumptions about what things are, and I don't have anything to add. Okay, so Ella, so I'm not going to answer. I don't know. That's what the Gemara is saying. What do you want me to tell you?
No, this is not a dog. This is a
right.
Or something that's not a dog.
Well, that's right.
So the Gemara has an answer. The Gemara says you can still buy from the female. You can still buy a male animal. You can still buy a male carbon from a female owner because she will not sleep with it because she doesn't want to be known as that. Okay. So the Gemara says Ella. That's a kavakasha. Ella. Hadat tani Rav Yosef. But what does look what Rav Yosef says? Ar molata, meaning amana, widow, lo tarbe kalba. She should not live in the house with a dog. Velo tashre bar be rab ushbiza, and she shouldn't live together in a house with the Talmud Chacham. Right? So Bishlama bar be rav, I understand bar be rav, because it's sneele, because it's sneeus that she shouldn't, if she's with, I thought it meant it's just not the right thing to do. Rashi seems to say that since they're tsanua, since they're quiet, if something did happen, they'll keep it quiet, and nobody will know about it. Yeah. So even so, there's more than one person there. Even when there's no tashisha, there are five people there, whatever it is. So bishlam bar be rav snile ela kalba. Why is it usher for another kalba? So the Gemara is all right. Why should it be usher to be with the kelev? Kevan de migra ba mirtata. She will follow him, right? And if the dog's going to follow her, we shouldn't have the chashash because she doesn't want that. So, but here the Gemara is saying that. We just said that kevan de migri ba mirtata is a reason to not suspect the relations to happen. But here, we are telling her that she shouldn't be with the kelev. Why? She has no problem with the kelev because if something happens, the dog will follow her and she'll be embarrassed. The Gemara says, no, kevan, he says, the dog is different than other animals because kevan de chishajale umtso umasrik abasra. So, the dog can follow the owner for many different reasons. The dog can follow the owner because of bestiality, reason that we just said, or the dog, you just throw a bone to the dog, it's going to follow you. So this dog is following her, people may not necessarily say, she doesn't have to say, she slept with her. No, because she was a good owner. She fed him, that's why it's following her. The reason why this dog is following her is because he fed her a nice piece of steak. That's why it's following her. So therefore there is still the shash. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Nikevos Eitzel Nikevos, my taima lo miyachadim. Right, we just mentioned that in the Mishnah, the Mishnah said that you can't leave your animals by the inns of the Ovei Kochavim, and then the Braisa adds that even female animals by female innkeepers you can't leave. What's the chash there? My taima lo miyachadim. Why can't we do it? So, Amri Mar Ukbar Bar Chama, Mipnesha Ovei Kochavim, Mitsuyim Eitzel Nishe Chavrehen, oftentimes, the goyim are not with their wives, and other people are there with their wives, and I guess they're at the inn, and if they don't find her, then they'll find the animal. Okay? So it says, the Ibai is Ema, and some say, Afilu Motza, even if they find her, Nami Rova, they'll also have relations with the animal. The Amar Mar, because the Master said, Chaviva Aleyem Behemtam Chal Yisrael, Yosem and Yishoseyem. I don't understand that at all, honestly. He said it's more beloved to the Goyim is the animal of the Jew more than their own women. I don't know. Yeah, because if I leave my animal in front of somebody,
trying to have an affair, might come and have an affair.
Not, it seems to be more than might. It seems that's what they do. That seems that was the facts on the ground.
Worry about the
right, the Amar of Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, "Bishar sheba nachash al chava." At the time that the snake came up, or the nachash, when it came upon Chava, which seems to be actually had relations with her, hitil ba zuhuma. He put it in the store of Zuhuma, and that causes a man, that causes the man to want to be, go after the behemoth. So Yehachi Yisrael Nami. If that's the case, then why don't the B'nai Yisrael also have this desire? He says, no, Yisrael, Sha'amdu on Har Sinai, B'nai Yisrael, who stood on Har Sinai, Paska Zuhumasan. The Zuhuma came out. And Ovi Kacham, Shalom, Dolan Sinai, Lo Paska Zuhumasan. So two kashas. Number one, so what about the time before Har Sinai? And number two, what about Gerim? So Tosfos addresses the Gerim. Tosfos addresses the Gerim. He says, Venira the Gerim, last Tosfos, the Gerim Nami, the Paska Zuhumasan, Haim Mishum, the Afagav, the Inu, Lo Havi, Mazlayo Havu. Tosfos says, based on that measure stuff, that we're younger, that at Har Sinai, the Neshamas of all the Gerim were there as well. So even though they physically weren't there, the neshamas were there, so that removed this zuhuma.
What do you mean mezlai? That means their neshamas?
Their mazel. Their mazel was there. Okay. Next. Let's go a little further. Ibai Lahu. They asked the question, Ophos mai. What about birds? We're talking about behemoths. What about birds? Can you leave birds there? Are they next shot to have beer with the birds? So Tashma. The Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Mishum Rechanina. Rechanina says, "Ani ra'isi ovi kachav mishalokach avaz min ashuk." I saw a guy take an avaz. What does he translate as avaz?
A
goose. I took a goose from the shuk. Rava, relations with it. Chanka, strangled it, slaughtered, then roasted it to achla and ate it. The Amr of Yirmi Midifti, "Ani ra'isi aravi echad." This is even more bizarre. I saw this one aravi, shalokach yerek min ashuk. Wait, was it? He took. He took the polki, right? The chakak bakedei revi, and he dug it out, and then rava tzlava achala, and then he had relations with it, and he ate it, and he roasted it, and he ate it. So they are choshesh. So therefore, I guess the maskana, I guess birds also. You can't.
So you have to be careful on Thanksgiving.
You can't leave. Whether this applies to Zvanza or not, I would say probably not.
Probably not.
Okay. So tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Tachav Gimel. We're going to give another. Remember, we started off with the Mishnah had asked you to leave the animals by the inn, and the Tosefta allowed you to buy the animals as a carbon. We spent the Omer trying to answer that steer. Tomorrow, Ravina is going to give another answer. Okay, we'll stop here.
Now I am starting to listen to Mary Hillel Weinstein. Now I'm starting to listen to Mary Hillel Weinstein.